Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website daspitlaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Our Astros won again last night. 3-1 was the final. Ronel Blanco looked great. Ryan Pressly came in and got the save. Ryan Pressly even pitched well.
Is it all psychological or is it just the number of days he has off? Because when he has like 3 days off, he's awful.
Yep. When he has 0 days off, he's
not great either.
Not great.
1 day, he's good. One in 2 days is pretty good.
So then let's just pitch him every other day.
Or make him an alternate closer.
Do you think it was the closing or it was the... Oh, the day off.
These are the questions I have about Ryan Pressly's psychology. Putting him in a role where he thinks he belongs, does that help him pitch better?
Well, and listen, Montero was in for the third straight day the other day when he gave it up. I don't know that I want Montero in 1 day,
well,
let alone two in a row, three in a row.
Well, this was the discussion from Astro fans about the game on Monday. Why not just have Hader come out for a second inning because he wasn't going to pitch yesterday anyway because yesterday would have been his third straight day pitching. So why not just have him go out there?
Well, there is the fact that he pitched the day before.
I know, so but 2 days.
Two innings?
Well, he wasn't going to pitch. He wasn't going to be available yesterday anyway.
Well, right. But
That was some of the arguments about avoiding Montero in his 3 days in a row.
Yeah. I just avoid Montero at any cost.
How about pitching
Martinez more than two pitches? Was he on a two pitch count? I mean, he gets the out to get out of the inning with two pitches, and then he brings in Taylor Scott. What are you doing?
Across innings. Joe probably believes not going to working across innings.
And then Jonathan Singleton comes in yesterday after hitting a ball really hard the day before with a couple of hits yesterday. And you know who will be in the lineup?
What were your thoughts on Jose Abreu yesterday?
Great.
Yeah.
But loved it.
I thought he did a great job helping people from the bench. You know, really.
So
is it true, by the way, in TV that they have death packages? Like ESPN's running nothing but
yes.
Jerry Hall.
Yes.
So that is true, right?
That is true.
That you put together like it's, this Wendy.
There's
this
a Pope. Yeah, there's a Pope death package.
But does Channel 13 have a local death thing?
They had the Queen. They have the Pope. I remember when the other
Houston, Pope. What about Houston, local?
Oh, no, I don't know that.
Like?
When you're getting close?
That sounds so macabre for me to even bring it up. I'm trying to think of somebody who's a Houston, like Mattress Mac.
I doubt that, but maybe. I don't know.
I would put one together.
But that's kind of macabre. It is, rather.
It's macabre, but I mean, you're saying that's why... ESPN already has one for Jerry West.
Right. ESPN.
Houston will do a big special on Mattress Mac, probably.
Well, it's not hard, though, to find that footage right away. You just type in Jerry West and footage.
Well, but they've already got there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. In your own system.
Yeah,
probably.
No, but I know that she had something for the Pope because he was, you know, close.
Yeah.
Not this Pope, the previous.
Oh, but you're not just waiting it out, are you? Are there people you're waiting out?
No, I hope not. That is awfully ugly. Hey, you know that guy's about to die.
If they're sick and about to die, yes. But what if they're just like hanging out? Just like, I know I'm 86, but
no.
Like,
no,
I don't have to
do
put
that.
Together a death package on
no. me. No, I mean, well, they should put together one for you in 2026.
Yeah, no, I would.
Yes. Because Gilbert said you're dying in 27.
And finally, before we leave, and Snuggles the Squirrel. That's so silly. Snuggles the Squirrel. Never thought I'd see a squirrel living with cats. And finally, before we leave, local sports talk host and NFL draft expert and the preeminent draft expert of the country has died. He fell down a ravine when he was hiking. His wife said they're sad. But life insurance should cushion
the blow. Think they're going to label you as the preeminent
draft expert
of the country?
Of the country.
Why would they not?
I think they would say local, longtime radio host Lance Erline. Yeah. Passes away. I don't think
put
they're
the going to. Tell Wendy to put the draft stuff in.
I'll tell her. Yeah.
Devoted father and.
Which would be not so true, but yeah, okay.
I think preeminent draft expert will make the list. Not sure about that whole father thing.
Devoted father and.
Loving husband.
Philanthropist and helpers of others. Somebody with a kind heart.
You want them to mention eyelids for kids?
Yeah.
Kind heart. Don't put that in there.
He started
a fraudulent charity on it. I'm not. His Venmo.
You know, I've just. There's some info has come to light on. Eyelids for kids that makes me uncomfortable. We don't have any comment now, but we're trying to gather information on it.
Yeah.
Your guy, man, the Astros, big boy, it's got to be a difficult 24 hours for you. Astros win, and your heart is all a flutter this morning because you say we're back. But then ESPN comes out with an article, and the ESPN Cincinnati writer by the name of Ben Baby. B-E-N-B-A-B-Y, Ben Baby's his name. It's not a rap name. It's a real name. He's got an article that says, Joe Burrow grapples with football mortality as his wrist heals. Joe Burrow remained excited for the challenge of coming back from a wrist injury that ended his 23 season. But as the injuries accumulate in his career, the fifth-year Cincinnati Bengals quarterback opened up about the mental aspect of continually recovering from significant injuries with the wrist issue is the latest one he has to overcome. According to Joe, whenever the injuries start to stack up, your football mortality kind of comes into the back of your mind, Burrow said. So that's definitely something I've thought about and something I've had to fight through. Yeah, sounds like he's almost done.
No, he's not almost done. He's just.
Can Joe stop being so dramatic about a wrist injury?
No.
Dude, you ever try to throw a ball with a wrist injury?
Yeah, understood. It's not great. It makes it difficult, but you'll come back from it.
Stop very being so difficult.
Dramatic. That's why you got to quit putting Joe Burrow in top five lists or whatever for your quarterbacks. CJ Stroud knew. Why ain't he putting him on there? He missed last year. His injuries are, in his words, stacking up.
Well, they are starting to stack up. Actually,
I think this is just desserts for you, John, after all your slander of the Alabama quarterback. Now, look, your guy can't even make it through a year healthy. You did this to Joe Burrow. No one else.
No.
I forgot. He had strained right calf.
Uh-huh.
Then he had wrist.
He's got the ACL.
He's had ACL. What's next?
Nothing.
What's next for Joe?
Nothing's next for Joe. Joe's going to watch Joe win an MVP for the Super Bowl this year.
Concussion or shoulder are the favorites.
How are you going to win an MVP when your nickname is Joe Fragile?
He ain't Joe Oh, really? How about Tua?
Okay. No one knows what you're doing except for like 120 people, so you might have to say the words.
He didn't miss any time. He played all the games last year. He didn't miss any time.
Played 18 games. What was Joe?
Joe had hurt his wrist this time. First, it was his calf that atrophied to where he couldn't barely walk.
Joe's the best.
And then he hurt his wrist.
Sucks.
Ow, my wrist hurts. I can't play football anymore.
Yeah.
Put a brace on it.
Can you imagine what he would say if Tua was a LSU Tiger and Joe was a Crimson Tide quarterback?
Oh, we know how he would treat him.
Slaughter Joe Burrow. He would slaughter
him. For being all flimsy and fragile.
Joe gets knocked out in the Central Florida game, gets up and leads the team to victory.
Hey, Joe, get in the weight room.
We're going back to the 2000s.
Yeah. How many years are you stretching back now? 2018?
Yeah. That's right.
Tell your guy to get in the weight room.
Doesn't get any tougher than Joe.
Except for all the other quarterbacks who played the games last year, not named him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get your man
broken
in the
wrist.
Room.
Get in the weight room.
Oh yeah, that'll help a broken wrist.
Well, if you were stronger, maybe your wrist wouldn't have been broken. Get in the weight room.
How do you get a stronger wrist, Del?
Well, I'm not what Randall Cobb was doing. Do something else.
Kellen Winslow had some strong wrists.
No, see, I tried to dance around it a little bit, but
this show is so immature. I'm so much more mature than this show.
That was an awful incident, and you were just joking about it. First, you're joking about a man's livelihood and wealth and health doing those gyrations about Tua. Everyone who can't see it know that John's a bad person. He was so into it, he's going off camera. You couldn't barely see him in a frame. He was so into his act. John's a bad person, everybody.
That's not. He's just a... they did that. Melanie Lawson's father passed, and they had a show all ready for him, but it was a show that had aired the year before. So they replayed that show.
Her father, but
Melanie Lawson's father was a a pastor who worked with Dr. Martin Luther King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was about to say, he must have been somebody famous.
He was did she give Lance's mom the Afro pick?
No.
No.
That was Henrietta James.
gave your mom?
She gave her a Black Power pick.
She did.
That my mom used on her was perm when Marsha had curly hair.
Yeah. And she was still choking down smokes then?
I think she's been rolling that way since she was about 10.
No kidding.
Yeah, she got in trouble for burning down a outhouse on a farm. Her and my
because she
my
was Aunt smoking.
Because they got some spankings for that.
I guess you burned down the outhouse.
I mean, yeah, and they're out there trying to smoke in there.
You really want to have a cigarette if you're smoking it in the outhouse?
Yeah, man, well, you're trying to hide from Grandpa Stevens.
Right,
that's what you do.
Go behind it.
I know. That's early to be smoking.
So
she drove her first. She got my grandpa put her behind at the age of 12, like, drive this. Or maybe it was even 9. Maybe it was even earlier. She had to learn to drive a stick shift at the age of like 9 or 10 on a farm. I mean, you're on a farm. What are you going to run into somebody? Mm-hmm. You're in the field. Who cares? Really, so, I mean, like, who cares? Drive wherever. Drive left, right.
John, do you want to remind the people what you think this Astros season is about to be, because you were very strong in the first segment. They won. They're back on the winning. They're winning ways.
Yeah. Huh.
They're only
being first place four and by a half, July.
Only 4.5 behind the last wild card.
Before spot. August, they'll be in first place.
But do you think they're going to make up 7.5 games in about 40 games?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to see their schedule. If they play Seattle heads up, they sweep them. That's
because
three games
this season
right there.
Has shown that they can play with Seattle.
Yeah, just because let's not bring up their record against winning teams, because that's irrelevant right now.
It kind of matters. You're going to have to play those teams at some point.
It's the same thing we always say. Man, if you actually look at the pitching staff and if you actually look at the lineup, I mean, it's...
Yep, they got together. They got three at Seattle July 19th, 20th, 21st. By the 22nd, they'll be in first place.
We did this with the last road trip where you said, well, if they get to Seattle, they could take over the lead by the end of the road trip. You did that already.
And they got the Dodgers. The Dodgers come here in late July.
And you feel good about that.
And then you get Paul Skenes in Pittsburgh. What?
No, we get Livy Dunn in town, hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of LSU fans there.
Yeah, I bet.
That's for sure. We're going long homestand, July 26th through August 4th, Dodgers, Pittsburgh, and Tampa. We'll be in first place easily. Yeah, I love our team.
I'm hoping for the playoffs. Let's make the playoffs. The hope of making and taking over the division by the end of July?
Yep. That Seattle series
that feels
is it.
Strong.
Seattle series. You go to Seattle? I think they're only going to have to win 2 out of 3 to get first place. Yep. I've called it.
I'm not taking my shot. I'm not taking the segment seriously.
Okay. Now.
So you're saying they're going to go into the series tied?
Yep. And they'll be in first place. They'll be in first place when that series is over. Yep. Or they'll be tied for first after that series. Tied for first is in first place, by the way, just so you guys know.
Even if you don't hold the tiebreaker with the season series?
Yeah. Even if you don't, you're in first place.
Well, you're really in second. Kind of how tiebreakers work.
No.
Yes.
First place is first place.
Until the end of the season, and if you don't own the tiebreaker, then you finish in second.
No one cares about tiebreakers anymore, Del.
Say, like Del said, stay focused on...
Well, game at a time, John.
There'll still be 2 months left of the season.
Take one game at a
time.
You're in first
place.
Stop putting the Astros in first place. Take one game at a time. Take your little Scott and Martinez victories on the pitching mound. Mm-hmm. Take those victories.
And Rinel Blanco, and 8 Rinel strikeouts. Blanco.
Yep. He was great.
He was great.
He's my guy.
I wonder how he's cheating now.
No, he's clean.
Is he? Is he?
Yeah, they checked the glove several times.
I know, but somehow he's doing it.
You don't think
somehow
he can be good without cheating?
You're not
a real fan.
I'm not sure. I don't care. No, I don't care. Keep on cheating.
But
find new ways.
But don't throw accusations at your own players.
I don't care. As long as he pitches, he throws 8 strikeouts, I don't care. That ball was moving yesterday, too.
Okay, here we go.
It was great.
John is the worst.
Maestro DeBell is the best.
Maestro DeBell is the best. We're talking about a tequila made in Tequila, Mexico that has a very distinct flavor profile for each and every single tequila they have. I know a lot of you may think how many tequilas can you have? Don't you have just the silver and the gold? No, that's not how it works. You've got silver for a legitimate, outstanding high-end tequila. You've got your silver. For them, they've got smoke silver, which is a little smokier flavor. It's not a mezcal, but it's got that smoke that you really like. They've got a reposado that's their own. They've got an añejo. They've got a cristalino, which is a type of tequila that they actually invented themselves. It's a category where three tequilas are blended and then aged and charcoal filtered. They have your they have an añejo extra cristalino, which is probably the finest tequila I've ever sipped. That's going to be a more expensive bottle, I will tell you that, but it is a terrific top shelf tequila. But you're getting high quality tequilas at very reasonable prices with Maestro Dobel, and every single sip tastes different than the last one depending on which tequilas you're drinking. You have the consistency of the bottle, but of course when you go from Reposado to Cristalino, you can taste the difference. So make sure you're checking out Maestro Dobel wherever fine liquors are sold. Maestro Dobel.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here. You got about 20 minutes before we hit News of the Weird, so you still got plenty of time to get in here. We talked about our Astros. We talked about Caitlin Clark ad nauseum. We talked about Aaron Rodgers so far. Where would you – okay, so Chris Sims put out his top 40 quarterback countdown. It's always interesting.
I wish that guy would stop trying so hard. Is it terrible?
I don't think so. It's interesting. Patrick Mahomes is first, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow is third, Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, Justin Herbert, C.J. Stroud. I don't get the Justin Herbert love. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I'm to the point now where is it me? Do I not see it either? Like, we can't take Dell seriously on this one, but
why? Because I'm right.
People who look at it open minded like us.
Sure, he's big. He's strong. Strong arm, can move. People love it. Stat wins, good performances against good defenses. Be damned. They love the attributes.
It's all that.
And the first two seasons, you could sell me on it because the numbers were great, and then they made the playoffs in year two. But since that point, he's gotten worse. They've gone through OCs and now two coaches, head coaches. He's fine, but this talk about top five, this get Justin Herbert help. He had Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and Austin Eckler before he became washed. He had talent and did nothing.
You know, his 2022 was a lot like Matt Schaub's best year. He had 4,739 yards, but he averaged 6.8 per attempt when he completed 68%. That's a really low number. Some of it you might say, some of that's Keenan Allen. Throwing to Eckler, Keenan Allen, who's not really separating. He had 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Some of those weren't on him. I've seen people put together video footage of, to show that the interceptions, people try to hound him about touchdowns and interceptions. But you're right. From a statistical standpoint, it has not been as good since 2021. Now, what will happen? You've got Ladd McConkey there now. Quentin Johnston, who you drafted last year in the first round, did nothing last year. Had a big problem with drops. He did in college. It's right back to square one in the pros in his first year. He has Ladd McConkey now. So how will he respond with new wide receivers? I kind of think Josh Palmer, I don't think he's even there anymore, but I don't know. I have to check and see, but I thought he actually did a decent job. I'm not sure he has the best set of receivers, but at the same time, the guy just doesn't come up with – I just don't see him come up with big plays and winning.
Winning plays, right.
Winning plays. Now, the first 2 years, a lot of it was his defense. It wasn't up to him. Because he actually did well, and I remember I'd be listening on the radio, and they, their defense would blow it late in games. But now, the last 2 years, like he's got to take responsibility. I think he's really given a lot of leeway for being a great quarterback when we're not really sure if he's a great quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Is he really great? I don't think you don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think Justin Herbert is given a place in the top. Is given a place in the top eight quarterbacks. In this instance, what was he, six?
Six. Ahead of CJ. Okay. I put Dak ahead of him. I don't know about Jared Goff, he's got 10th. I would put Jared Goff ahead of Justin Herbert.
Jared still has to. I don't know that Jared will ever get out of the. There's a bias.
There's a bias
that he may not be able to overcome.
Why? What?
Because he was bad at the end of the Rams run. He, from the Super Bowl on, he wasn't very good. And then his first year with the Lions, he wasn't very good.
I don't know.
And then he was good.
Yeah. I mean, the thought was the Rams have got to get away from him and get Matthew Stafford. I'd rather have Jared Goff than Matthew Stafford.
Ooh. They want a title with. Not them. They already won a title with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I get it.
And Goff was
But right now, I'd rather have Jared Goff.
Maybe. But he was a stinker over there. Maybe mentally he needed to get out of there.
Trevor Lawrence is 11th. Okay, I guess.
See, what are we doing? What? How? Why?
How? I don't get it.
What about Trevor Lawrence suggests, other than draft status, that he should be a top 15 quarterback?
I don't get it. You got Trevor Lawrence, then Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers down to 14th here. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Tua. Tua behind Brock Purdy.
Well, I mean, even if you want to give Brock Purdy that, and he put the two guys from that offense in the same kind of the same spot, he has elevated CJ in that same offense to a higher spot, because I don't think if you put CJ in the top, in like at 15, he wouldn't get cooked. So he knew better than to put CJ lower than 7, I guess. But it's fine. But Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
What?
I don't get it.
I don't get Baker Mayfield. What are we talking about
here? Well,
Baker rebounded
well.
This is Chris Sims, but here's what we're the talking deal. About here. Chris Sims 15? Sees guys that remind him of him, and they raise them up.
Well, actually, four of the top six are white.
Big, strong.
Well, they're pocket guys. Passers.
Pocket yeah. passers, yeah. yeah. Well, and Josh Allen can move, but he just big, strong, and can move.
So
yeah.
he's got then Geno, Caleb Williams, he's got ahead of Russell Wilson, Derek Carr, Daniel Jones. Deshaun Watson, he's got a 24.
Well, that
you want to talk about one fall. Of the worst trades in NFL history.
Fall from grace for Deshaun has been so
It's been unbelievable.
Man. It's I mean, across about the board, who he is as a person, where he was, you know, the guy who he was, and then the guy who he is now, that fall has been unbelievable. The only thing good for him is he got so much money, and he will live his best life, you know, for a long, long time. But the play has been bad. The Browns fans have already, a lot of them have already turned on him, obviously, because
what fall is more precipitous, Russell Wilson or Deshaun?
Man, that's hard because Russell's
well, forget
fall,
the sex stuff.
Right. Now, Russ has had a really, I mean, Russ was one of the elite quarterbacks in the league, and he was headed for an MVP, and then he fell off the second half of that season, and it's just never come back. Not like it should. And don't tell me about last year. They took a $78 million cap hit to get rid of Russell Wilson. So don't tell me how he kind of got better last year. We're not doing that. Russell Wilson's fall off. You know, Deshaun's has been, he sat out a year, then he was suspended. Then last, you know, he was suspended and came back. Then he had some injuries. This has been three straight years.
Of nothing.
Of nothing for Deshaun Watson. Probably Deshaun Watson. Russell Wilson at least played.
Yeah. And Russell Wilson actually had decent numbers last year.
Well, that's what I said. You're going to tell me about his numbers, but they couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Yep. Justin Fields, Will Levis, Michael Penix, he has 27th. Then he has Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, J.J. McCarthy, Ryan Tannehill, and Anthony Richardson. A little disrespectful to Anthony Richardson, I guess. Yeah,
he's barely
I don't know.
Played.
Yeah.
Well, he probably didn't like him coming out of college. And so if you don't like him coming out of college, then there was really nothing you could hang your hat on from last year's season.
Bryce Young, 34th.
Wait, 34th?
34th.
Who does he have? There's 32 teams.
Sam Darnold, he has ahead of Bryce Young.
J.J. McCarthy ahead of him.
J.J. McCarthy.
Wow. Bryce is, wow.
Okay, Bryce Young will make the biggest leap next year, this year.
You mean out of quarterbacks?
Out of quarterbacks.
I mean, there's nowhere to go but up. The biggest leap. We're not doing Aaron Rodgers.
He's got a couple of weapons now. I mean,
kind of.
I mean, honestly, it was crap. He's got better coaching this year.
Ain't gonna be Justin Williams.
He's going to make a leap. He's not this bad.
Okay, could it be Trevor? Could it be Will Levis?
Maybe in his third year he gets it.
Will Levis is the second year.
Will that was second
and Will year. Actually had a couple guys. Like, Will started off good and then ended bad.
I think Bryce is going to make the biggest jump.
It's almost impossible not to.
Right. J.J. McCarthy is thinking it might not be a training camp.
Why?
Because of his contract. The Minnesota Vikings don't give signing bonuses. They don't give them immediately.
Yeah. It's a problem. I remember an agent telling me about this.
I didn't know that was happening. I thought signing bonus meant you sign, here's your check.
This is tough because, man, this is a quarterback who's got a chance to play right away or earlier on.
Can't
afford to miss any time. But at the same time, so it's hard to get upset at J.J. McCarthy because let's just get this deal done. What's the problem?
What do you mean you're not giving me my signing bonus? Signing bonus means when I sign, give me my money. I signed, so give me my money. I don't get that. That is a cheap way to go about it. You don't give a guy, and he's what you hope is going to be your franchise quarterback. Why would you not give him his money? I don't get it.
Let's start off the relationship with angst and contract disputes. Let's do
over a signing bonus.
Let's start it now. Get him ready for what's going to happen 3 or 4 years from now.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. Just give that man, pay that man his money. You know what? John Daspit should get involved in this thing.
John Daspit's not going to get involved in that, okay? He doesn't get involved in the labor issues between a player and an agent. I mean, an agent and a team. But what he does get involved with is when the insurance companies are starting to go directly after you. You know, these players, most of them have, pretty much all of them have agents because it's a very difficult process to get things negotiated. If you don't have someone working for you, you get taken advantage of. And that's the case. You want agents on your side to work for you. Well, John Daspit and his law firm is like that for you in personal injury. They're going to be there to take care of you when you've been hurt and injured through someone else's negligence. The fact is, the standard is that not only do you get every hospital bill paid, every medical bill paid for, not only is your physical therapy paid for, not only is your surgery paid for, your time missed from work is also paid for, and your pain and suffering is appropriately compensated. And so what that means to the insurance company is, okay, we got to really squeeze on the pain and suffering. Let's just hit them up that, you know, they'll be taken care of and no money is going to come out of their pocket. John Daspit says, no, that's not right. You and I both know you're taking advantage of my client. And so they want to make sure that you get fair compensation for the pain and suffering that you have to live with. And for many people, it is severe injury. For many people, it is an issue with getting back to a norm that you never get back to because of the injuries you sustain. So make sure somebody like John Daspit, who cares about you and your plight, is working for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. I'm torn on this, Lance. Shoffley DeChambeau or Keegan Bradley? I don't know. Keegan Bradley plays well in the majors.
Good point.
Ludvig Åberg better show up this week. That's all I got to say about that. That's all I have to say about that. And we need Scottie Scheffler to win. That's all we need. Did you see the police department
in Seattle to lose?
Did you see the police department at Pinehurst?
Yes.
They had a giant picture of Scottie Scheffler. Do not arrest this man.
I saw that. Louisville's taking bullets. Not literally, but you know.
It did. How did that go for the Louisville police department? Dumbass.
There's not going to be any lawsuits. This is over, right? Dropped his case. Everything's fine. It's over. Everything's fine. Scotty learned a very valuable lesson. You're not above the law.
Listen, Scottie Scheffler. No, he didn't learn a valuable lesson.
Yeah, he did.
He is above the law. Guess what happened? Nothing.
Yeah, well, he
dragging
got
a
tased.
Cop
he almost got tased, and he's like, Jeff Darlington, help.
Did you see? So Paul Skeens pitched yesterday in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
When he was pulled from the game, the Cardinals fans gave him a standing ovation.
I know. It's getting weird. In basketball, did you see Caitlin Clark was getting cheers? Connecticut, last time that they played, they were in Connecticut. And we want Caitlin. They were cheering that in the stands on the road.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you got Paul Skeens, road fans. And this is considered one of the best fan bases in baseball.
Well, that's why, though, I think. Because they are baseball fans.
They appreciated Skeens. Yeah. I ain't giving them a... Would Astros fans do that? No.
No.
We throw beaches.
No, we're going to be doing the wave.
No, we're not doing a wave.
Okay.
We're not doing a wave. They even had a last game I was at, they had a poll. Are you in favor of the wave or against it? And against it was the winner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they had a poll in stadium. So, and it was overwhelmingly against it. But Paul Skeens is going to, I mean, this guy has a chance to truly, now we said this about Kerry Wood before he tore his arm up, but Skeens has a chance to become, we may be looking at generational stuff here now. It's not, I don't use that word lightly, but generational might make some sense with Skeens.
Yep.
He works at 100, he can work at 100.
What if they don't put him on the All-Star team? Okay. What do you think?
It's a real missed opportunity for baseball.
Because then Livy will be there?
No.
Yeah.
All the attention, Paul Skeens. A real missed opportunity. How could baseball possibly not put him on? Even if he doesn't earn the right.
We're just trying to help your game.
Yeah. Baseball, I'm just trying to help you.
We're just trying to help you get some viewers. Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Clemson, Florida baseball game?
Yeah, but you want to actually look at how Skeens is throwing?
Did you guys?
He might actually deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
No, he does. He should be on the All-Star team. It's only because Pittsburgh wanted to mess with his clock that he wasn't here at the beginning. And what a mistake.
Was last three. He was 6 1/3 with 5 hits, no runs, 8 strikeouts. 5 innings, 6 hit, 3 runs, 8 strikeouts. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts. So he keeps, I mean, his ERA is 2.43. That's pretty good. And he does have 46 strikeouts and 33 1/3 innings pitched. I mean, he keeps rolling. He is going to make the All-Star team.
Yeah. No, he and you know what? He should.
God,
I would actually tune in to see him pitch against All-Stars.
I voted for the All-Star team yesterday or day before because of the Vote Maldi. I stand with Maldi or whatever the hashtag is where people are trying to get Martin Maldonado in the All-Star game.
Right.
Number one, he's not on the ballot anymore.
You got to write him in.
So I think Major League, former Astro Corey Lee is on there. So you're going to have to write him in. I think Major League Baseball.
Well, he's the one who does catch for
Major League Baseball had to say, we got to get rid of this guy. We can't get it out of there.
No.
And then, but the second thing is I'm going through all the All-Star stats because they have all the stats of players at every position. And I'm legitimately trying to pick, except for Maldonado, I was legitimately trying to pick an All-Star team and going through American League, National League. I mean, you almost can't look at batting averages anymore. It's so jarring to see how low all of the averages are now. It's unbelievable. If you hit it used to be 240. If you were hitting 250, you were pathetic. Like 250, this guy cannot hit. He's all glove. If you're hitting 230, you literally were probably going to get headed to the minors. And there was no such thing as hitting 205 or 190. You've got guys now hitting in the 190s who have like 14 home runs with 38 RBIs and their batting average is 199. It's not unusual to see giant chunks of players at a position who are under 250 now. The batting averages are atrocious.
It's a different game, though. It's a different game. It's a different game. And before we go to news of the weird, and this is kind of weird, did you watch the Clemson-Georgia game? That one where the kid made the great catch and then it threw the bat down and all that big game.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this guy was in the game. Can you tell people?
Sure. His name is Drew Titsworth.
Drew Titsworth.
Yep.
You know, I'm big on that, a name thing, like Carpenter. If your name is Carpenter, somebody in your family was a carpenter.
Right, you're big on
your name was Smith. Somebody in your family was a Mason, some kind of Smith. Yeah. How did you get that name?
I'm trying to.
Dell?
I'm trying to come up with an answer.
I mean, if I go by your line of thinking, someone back, way back, had something that was worth something.
Yeah.
Those must have been worth something.
Those were.
Are considered worthy.
I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, let me switch it. What do you think the country of origin is on that one? First thing I think is English.
English.
Yeah. Titsworth. You have to say it fast.
Yeah.
Titsworth. Maybe Dutch, but I think probably English. I think it's probably an English name.
Yeah. But if he makes it to the majors. But
what's his number?
Double zero.
Okay. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
His number is double zero. Oh, my God. Just these two big zeros, right? That's a real thing.
How would you like to go
through? That's a real thing. He's double zero. There's no way that's an accident.
What do you think?
Have you ever heard of anyone that's double zero? They're just zero.
Yeah.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, he did.
Scoot Henderson is double zero. It happens.
So
occasionally.
So
who was double zero?
Scoot Henderson.
Oh, but I'm not counting him. Oh, yeah,
double zero.
Oh, you mean rookie of the year, Scoot?
No.
So let me ask you a question.
Rookie of the year.
So let me, what do you think his nickname is?
Mm.
Do they have it?
No.
On the thing? Okay.
No.
I don't like this game.
Worthy? No. Pretty sure it's not going to be worthy.
I mean, what would Milo have said? Oh.
Hey, see?
Well,
I can't wait until he's in the bigs. I hope the Astros draft him.
So Todd,
don't you want to be rooting for?
Jeff Blum will have jokes.
Why are you?
Jeff Blum's going to have some jokes.
Don't
now.
You want
what?
That don't you want Titsworth on your team?
If he's a good pitcher, sure. I don't care if that.
Did you guys
name
see the video
funny.
I sent you where they're talking about turning the clock back?
No, I didn't.
I sent it to your phones today in the text message.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About turning the clock back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the guy screwed up.
Yeah, that's old. That's old. That's another one you found that was from a few years ago.
It's still a banger. It's still a banger.
Yeah, don't you remember that one, Del?
No, I don't.
He said he was trying to turn the clock back.
That's an old one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's old.
But he said something else.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I'm telling you this, that Robin... Oh, she doesn't want to be around this segment, but oh well. Sorry, Robin. She does not want to be around this segment. But here's the deal, is Robin from Houston Powder Coaters is ready for you to give her a call, 281-676-3888. You've got some metal in the backyard or car. You've got car parts that you would like. How about wheels? I mean, they can make them. I saw they had a bunch of wheels. I was over there, and they had a bunch of wheels out there that they were painting and making look great again. You can make yours look great again. If you got something that's rusted out, you got some patio furniture that's the straps, the slings, you need repairing, you got the metal is maybe a little bit bent, they can fix this stuff. They can make it look new again. Now, Robin will tell you, okay, we can't fix that. Go, you got to, that's a terrible, go throw that out and go buy new stuff, okay? Or she will tell you, yes, we can absolutely make that look new again. If your patio furniture is old and faded, you want it to look new again. You want it to look like your favorite team, your team's colors. You got that as well. They can do it all, and they do it every single day. They do it better than everybody else. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Apparently, wow, this book banning thing in Florida is real. They banned another book. The book is about book bans. And it's been banned by Florida School Board. Ban this book is a children's book. Do you think they should ban the book about banning books?
Well, if it's called Ban This Book, it sounds like they were looking to get banned.
Yeah, they probably wanted it. They're probably looking. It's probably what they were looking for in this whole time. Apparently, a lawmaker's bag was repeatedly drenched by a colleague. And now a longtime state representative from southern Vermont apparently is under fire. She allegedly caught on video pouring water into the suitcase of the bag of another lawmaker.
What an a-hole.
But she did it repeatedly.
What an a-hole.
He was like, hey, why is my bag always wet? She kept pouring. Do you think that's a little petty? Do you think maybe?
Yeah, that's a little petty.
I think more petty than the WNBA.
First, we knocked down Caitlin Clark. Now we're pouring stuff in someone's bag with water. What are we doing here? We're not coming to mandatory OTAs? What is going on in the world of sports and politics?
A new survey says most guys tough it out at work and in the bedroom. Do you guys tough it out at work and in the bedroom?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
A new poll finds the perception of being less manly keeps men from actually taking a day off. The survey of American men feel they need to tough it out when they don't feel well.
That sounds about right for us.
Do you feel like you do that and in the bedroom?
Everywhere.
At work?
I've played injured.
It out in the bedroom,
I've come in here with slings, with knee scooters, with foot, what's it called, the boots?
Yeah.
But
I've got a long history of playing hurt.
If you're not feeling well, but you still go through your husbandly duties in the bedroom, is that toughing it
out?
That's
toughing it out. Toughing it out. Okay, I'll take the hit on this one.
You don't want to, but you do.
Yep, you do.
Take one for the team.
Because you're taking one for the team.
Yep.
There are 30,000 cases of cookie dough recalled nationwide due to possible salmonella. Do you want to eat cookie dough with salmonella in it?
Nope.
No.
Well, I mean, this has been, you got the eggs, and you're not supposed to eat cookie dough. Man, you can't stop anyone in a Zerline house from eating cookie dough.
The recall is Costco chocolate chunk frozen cookie dough. Oh, damn. I'm not going to Costco anymore. That's it. Sam's for me. Because they don't have salmonella in their cookie dough, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Martha's Vineyard is running out of marijuana. Do you feel bad for Martha's Vineyard? Apparently, there's a regulation prohibiting transport of marijuana over water. So they're running out of weed in Martha's Vineyard. Do you feel bad for them?
I don't feel bad for anybody in Martha's Vineyard, honestly. I think they're fine.
Martha's Vineyard.
Here's news of the weird. They're now using, did you see this?
Tasers
to stop people running on the field.
Yeah, dude got tasered.
This is what I told you, though. I've told you before. Taser's my mode of operation here, my MO.
Just tase people?
I truly believe it's a deterrent.
Yeah.
I think people are less likely, if they just think they're going to get tackled down and then they get to celebrate. But being tased will make you think twice about it.
Yeah.
And plus, that cop was not going to catch him. He's a little chunks. I mean, that guy had no help. There's only one guy. A taser with one person, you can get that done.
Yeah,
that's all you need. You don't need three or four people running on the field.
Everybody running all over? Just tase them. Pittsburgh hasn't turned on its public water fountains because there's only one guy in the city who can do it. Do you feel like they should maybe teach somebody else so that they can have public water fountains in Pittsburgh?
I think we got to start looking into this.
We definitely need to teach somebody else how to do it. Okay. California teacher was arrested for DUI and child endangerment, but facing no charges because it's not illegal to teach drunk. Do you feel like people should be able to teach drunk?
Oh, wait, they weren't in a car?
No.
She
was arrested for DUI and child endangerment.
But DUI...
But arrested apparently in the... I can't open it because it's CBS News and they won't let me. But apparently...
Driving under the influence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something doesn't...
But she was teaching the kids drunk. I feel like you should be able to teach drunk if you want.
I mean...
That shouldn't be against the law.
Probably not. Probably not against the law. You should probably be maybe fired by your school district. I'm curious how the driving under the influence, where that came in, though.
I don't either.
That sounds like something a little more serious.
You should be able to be charged for that.
Yeah.
But unless they charged her with DUI in the classroom, I don't know.
Maybe she charged her with
DUI.
Isn't
that public?
Maybe they found her teaching, and they knew. How'd you get here? I drove.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's it.
Maybe.
But if you didn't, I mean, you didn't catch her while she was driving.
Apparently, the Pope is headlining an audience with top U.S. comedians. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, Jim Gaffigan, Whoopi Goldberg. When is Whoopi Goldberg considered a top comedian?
Back when they did, remember that old
Sister?
Comedy? No, remember the comedy? It was her, Robin Williams, and Billy Crystal, and they used to do stuff for homeless people or whatever. It was, Whoopi was big back in late 80s.
Wasn't she in Sister Act? Is that considered?
Yeah, there it is. There you go.
Sister Act too, and she was in Eddie when she became the coach.
She was the coach of the Knicks.
All fun and all fun, John. You should go watch those movies.
Oh man, you need to do a Whoopi Goldberg film fest
because you are talking a little reckless about one of the queens of comedy.
Yeah,
so you go watch those movies and you tell us how funny she was, and you apologize.
Doesn't seem like she's that funny to me.
Well,
I don't know.
She's not a funny.
When's
she doesn't do funny stuff
Eddie?
Anymore.
I have never seen Eddie.
Well, you should watch it. It's pretty
maybe
funny.
Maybe before you have a comment, you need to watch her. Yeah. Being the head coach of the Knicks.
Just because you know her from The View, you're like one of our interns. You only know her from what she's doing today.
Yeah.
Go back and watch her in those movies and come back to us and tell
us
she's not funny.
And then I'll be like, man, she had me rolling.
Thank you. As a nun, It's got the Catholic Church stuff you love. A funny nun.
A funny nun.
We kicked them out, though.
There's no and they're singing. Thing. You didn't go to Catholic school.
And there's two movies.
No such thing.
And it's, well, that's why we'll be so great at her craft.
Because she's an actress.
She makes nuns funny.
Yeah, that's why she deserved an Oscar. These funny nuns. That's how they immediately said, she's not like something. And then she had them singing gospel at the end.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill's in one of those movies.
What?
Yeah, she's in, I think, Sister Act 1. Lauryn Hill's in the movie.
No, Sean, right behind you said 2.
Oh, she's in 2. Sean's an expert on Sister Act. He wishes for a trilogy.
He's our Sister Act encyclopedia.
Sean went to Catholic school and they showed it.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Well, you're getting beaten by nuns, that's why.
Yeah, no, I didn't want anything to do with them. Here's the deal. If you're looking for, if you in the mortgage game right now, you need a mortgage, okay? How about this? You want to know whether or not you can afford a house. How much will you have to pay down? How much will you have for your down payment? How much is the house? You can call Kent Jones and get a scenario quote. Kent Jones, a third-generation Houstonian, die-hard Houston sports fan. He loves mortgages. He nerds out on this mortgage thing, okay? He loves it. He is going to work his hardest to make sure that you get the best. We had a caller this week called in and said, man, you turned me on. I learned this weekend that Kent Jones is awesome at saving me money on my mortgage. He will save you money. I never had a mortgage broker. Mortgage brokers are the way to go. They're going to work their tail off for you. Kent Jones, he says, I'm only going to take at most eight clients at once so that I could give as much attention as possible. You think these mortgage companies with bowl games and that have their name on golf tournaments and bowl games are doing that? No, they're just trying to, you're just a number to them. How about this? You want to save money, get top-notch service. One place to go. Go see my man, Kent Jones, at DreamRate. 713-520-5626. 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com. Tell Kent that you heard it right here. I'm telling you, you will not regret going with Kent Jones at DreamRate.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.